The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, June 22nd, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. We're on your FM dial at 95.9 megahertz and online at kgvm.org. I'm your host, Bob Wall, going to play you some music for the next hour. We'll get up to 6 o'clock and Democracy Now! It's a beautiful day out there on this Monday afternoon, the 22nd of June. A little bit of a breeze, which for Bozeman's not too normal, but still a pretty day. So I hope you're enjoying it. Hope your summer's getting off to a good start. I'm going to thank an underwriter here before we start our music, and then we'll hear today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM thanks the Bozeman Folklore Society for their support. The Bozeman Folklore Society is dedicated to promoting, preserving, enjoying, and teaching the music, dance, and arts of traditional cultures. The Celtic Collective plays music at Valhalla Meadery on Friday evenings, and there's an open Celtic jam at Valhalla Meadery on Sunday afternoons. BFS is hosting a songwriting workshop and concert by Martin Gilmore at the Labor Temple on Wednesday, July 8th. The songwriting workshop starts at 5 p.m., doors open for the show at 7:30, and the concert starts at 8 p.m. They're also hosting the Gated Community at the Labor Temple on Friday, July 17th, doors at 7:30 p.m., show starts at 8 o'clock. More information on all BFS activities is available at bozemanfolklore.org or on the Bozeman Folklore Society Facebook page. What do you get when local artists transform retired library books into original works of art? Rewrite, and the auction is live right now. SLAM and the Bozeman Public Library have invited artists to adopt culled books and make something new. The results are on GiveButter now through August 27th. You can bid online, own a one-of-a-kind piece, and support both organizations at the same time. You're invited to join them for the closing reception on Thursday, August 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library. The event is free and open to the public. You can find the auction at slamfestivals.org.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last Monday morning, June 8th, the body of a kayaker was found on Yellowstone Lake in Yellowstone National Park. People out boating on Yellowstone Lake discovered the body of a 41-year-old man, Brandon Ray, of Denver, Colorado, floating in the water near Rock Point on the northwest shore of the lake near Bridge Bay. National Park Service rangers responded to the scene and recovered Ray's body, along with a capsized kayak and Ray's personal belongings. The incident is under investigation. It's believed that Ray was visiting the park alone, since no one had reported him missing until his body was discovered. A dramatic fire at the City of Livingston garbage transfer station was caused by batteries, according to a city official. The June 4th fire happened in a trash container outside the city's transfer station. An investigation found that the source of the blaze was lawn cutting machinery, a lawn tractor, with batteries still attached. Fire Chief Joshua Koblowski said the crushing of batteries in the compacting process resulted in the inevitable fire, which was able to spread quickly, making the fire suppression difficult. Damage was significant. Another recent trash hauler fire happened on May 30th. That trailer was inside the transfer station at the time of the fire. In that incident, since the container was able to be removed from the building, there was little structural damage to the transfer station building. The May 30th fire was because of the improper disposal of flammable or combustible items. The City of Livingston said in a statement, "Saturday's incident was a great reminder that all chemicals, coals, cigarette butts, and other flammable and combustible items should be properly disposed of outside of the normal waste streams." Livingston Public Works assisted with dismantling the refuse and dumping the trailer during fire operations. The transfer station's over-the-scale solid waste drop-off area has been closed as a result of the two fires. Currently, there is not an estimated reopening date, but the city is accepting, in a separate area, oil and antifreeze in appropriate tanks, green waste, and compost. The James Beard Awards, the restaurant industry's annual honors, sometimes called the Oscars of the food world, were bestowed last Monday night in Chicago, and the best bakery in the nation, the James Beard 2026 award winner for Outstanding Bakery, is Wild Crumb in Bozeman, Montana. The James Beard Award is one of the highest honors in the culinary world, and Wild Crumb Bakery in Bozeman has now been recognized on the national stage. Wild Crumb was founded 13 years ago by co-owners Lauren Heemstra and Carolyn Schweitzer and produces artisan bread and pastries on Bozeman's northeast side. Wild Crumb's James Beard Award win is the first James Beard Award for Montana. The James Beard Outstanding Bakery category is that of a baker of breads, pastries, or desserts that demonstrates consistent excellence in food, atmosphere, hospitality, and operations. Wild Crumb was named the winner of Outstanding Bakery, beating four other nominees from across the nation in Wisconsin, Alaska, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Congratulations, Wild Crumb Bakery, on your win of the 2026 James Beard Award for Most Outstanding Bakery in the Nation. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I thought I would start out this afternoon with some cuts from these artists that are coming to play for the Folklore Society shows down at the Labor Temple in July. I'm going to start off with one by the Martin Gilmore Trio. It's from their self-titled album, When You're Young. I think the Martin Gilmore Trio played over in Livingston a couple years back, and I didn't make it over to see him, but maybe some of you out there did. If you did, you'll know he's a fantastic guitar player and songwriter. So I'm going to play you a cut called When You're Young from that album. And then one by the Gated Community from an album called The Honor and Glory of the Gated Community. I'll play you Hiding Hard. Keep things going with some more Montana-made music in sort of a similar genre, I guess. Love is a Dog from Nebraska is a band from over in Missoula led by Travis Yost. And they put out an album called Lovers this year. I'm going to play Feels the Same from that. And then a live cut by Madeline Hawthorne and her band from a live album they released at the end of last year, I think, called Thunder in the Foothills, live in Colorado. I'll play a train. Finish the set off with a new one from North Fork Crossing from their brand new album, Portland Rose. I'll play a mountain train. We'll kick things off here with some Martin Gilmore, When You're Young.
Well, Pep says to Wimpy, do you see that train? You want to go ride the bum? There's a boxcar up and 12 cars back, and I'm tired of work in this field in sun. Tell my uncle to take my car, my mama won't miss me none. We'll ride that train across the old Great Plains into the setting sun. When you're young, you're young. Time passes by. So when you see a train, you should hitch a ride. No matter if it's right or wrong, it's a one-way track. And when you're old, you can't go back. Well, Wimpy says to Peppa, hold on, this here mountain, it's getting steep. I've never been so cold or felt so old, I'm tired and I can't get to sleep. Well, I always thought I'd like to live a hobo's life and wander from town to town. But all this clanking and clinking's got me to thinking that I'm better off settling down. When you're young, and time passes by. So when you see a train, you should hitch a ride. No matter if it's right or wrong, it's a one-way track. 'Cause when you're old, you can't go back. Yippee bit a rum dum bum said there ain't no beginning or end. A hobo boys ain't got no destination, it's just the way he chooses to live. So have you another cup of Mulligan, son, and you better be on the fly. Cause that train's starting to rumble and this old bum jungle ain't no place to spend your life. When you're young, time passes by. So when you see a train, you should hitch a ride. Don't matter if it's right or wrong, it's a one-way track. When you're old, you can't go back. Yeah, when you're old, you can't go back.
Found waiting round. sitting at the same old table, waiting on a phone to ring. Feeling like you have forgotten. Hell, I don't even know your name. A number on a piece of paper doesn't mean a goddamn thing. Seems today ain't special. It just feels the same. In the yard, the big old maple, the leaves are about to change. As they start to fall around me, a few of them will remain. The cold wind comes and bears the tree. The others will be back in May. A name tag on a shirt front pocket. This all feels the same. This place. In a town where I am stopping, hell, I won't even know her face. The cashier will hand me a quarter and ask me if I am old. This all seems too familiar. This all feels the same. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Dear mother, my days were almost done. Once I walked out that door, my life had just begun. With an empty, broken suitcase and a worn-out, tethered heart, just waiting on the day when life would finally start. And we'll roll past mountains, and we'll fly through trees. These days I'll be counting till my soul finally be, and my heart will stitch together, and my song will carry on. This train I'll ride forever till my soul's finally gone. Thought this old train would pass on through. Never thought of what I already knew. But I'm gone from the place and off to somewhere fresh. Life is kind of like that old train, I guess. Through the trees, these days I'll be counting till my soul can finally be, and my heart will stitch together, and my song will carry on. This train I'll ride forever till my soul's finally gone.
Crossing there off their new album Portland Rose. That was Mountain Train. Before that, Madeline Hawthorne and her band did Train, a live version. Love is a Dog from Nebraska did Feels the Same. And started out with The Gated Community in Hidin' Hard and Martin Gilmore in When You're Young. And again, Martin Gilmore is going to be at the Labor Temple for a Folklore Society show on the 8th of July. And The Gated Community will be there the following Friday, the 16th of July. So some opportunities to see some out-of-town bands coming through here. All right, I want to remind you that you are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music for this hour, and we'll get up to Democracy Now! At 6 p.m. I want to thank an underwriter and then hear today's climate connections before we go on to some more music. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Stand Up Pop-Up. And what the hey? The Stand Up Pop-Up turns 1 year old. That's right, it's their birthday show coming up on the 27th of June, 6 p.m. start at Opry Brewing at 1216 West Lincoln. They'll be doing a gift exchange. You're invited to bring a small gift. Maybe don't go crazy. Maybe a small jar of pickles, a pack of pens, toothpaste, or a notebook. And they'll do an exchange halfway through the show. June's edition of the Stand Up Pop-Up, Bozeman's early evening short format stand-up comedy showcase, features a kaiju monster of a lineup. This month sees the triumphant return of Kane O'Neill from Butte and Aubrey Juden of Missoula to join forces with Bozeman mainstays Will Laws and Kyle Kulseth. You can join them for a roaring evening of belly laughs. As always, good beer, good laughs, and good times. The show may contain mature material. That's the Stand Up Pop-Up 1 year anniversary, Saturday, June 27th at 6 p.m. at Opry Brewing. On Friday, June 26th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Gallatin Labor Temple, the Gallatin Park Central Labor Council and the Montana AFL-CIO are hosting a cookout to celebrate our working community. Food and drinks will be provided. All union members, family, and friends are invited to join. That's the Gallatin Park Central Labor Council AFL-CIO cookout to celebrate our working community at the Labor Temple on Friday, June 26th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Cows poop a lot. On large dairy farms, dealing with all that waste can be a challenge. Some farmers pile it into pits, where it emits climate-warming methane as it breaks down. But on other farms, cow poop is being turned into energy instead. A biodigester, or anaerobic digester, is a tank or covered lagoon where microorganisms break down organic waste in an oxygen-free environment.
It can be manure from animal agriculture. It can be food waste.
Jessica Niekraz consults on biodigester projects and co-founded the Wisconsin Biomass Energy Coalition. She explains that when waste breaks down in a biodigester, it produces methane and carbon dioxide, which are captured. This biogas can then be turned into vehicle fuel or used in generators or boilers, or it can be refined and used in place of conventional natural gas. And the biodigestion process leaves behind a nutrient-rich material called digestate that can be used as fertilizer on farm fields.
It comes back with fewer pathogens, reduced odor.
So biodigesters provide farmers with products they can use or sell while reducing the climate pollution caused by all that poop. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right. That weekend, this coming weekend, is going to be a busy one. You heard about the cookout at the Labor Temple and the stand-up pop-up. This weekend's also Gnarfest at the Labor Temple. There'll be five bands there on Friday night and 10 bands throughout the afternoon and evening on Saturday. So you can check out the socials and look for Gnarfest to find out the lineup. Should be a great time. All right. I'm going to kind of take a little bit of a turn here. I'm going to play a cut from the Beagles. They just released a live album called Solid States. I think it was recorded down at the Eagles here in Bozeman in late January, I believe, sometime this winter. I'll play a cut off of that called Skeleton Gateway. And while I was listening to that, it made me think of Mozambique, a little bit at least, and so I'll play you their single Jangjo. And finish up with one by Tanarawen, a Tuareg band from, I don't know if they're from Mali, somewhere in the sub-Saharan Africa. And they just released an album called Hogar this year. I'll play you Emedinim Half Salon from that. I hope I didn't butcher that name too badly. But here's the Beagles to start us off with Skeleton Gateway. Skeleton Gateway.
Thank you. لحفصلان أكل اللي أفود أظام
أبيديني لحفصلان أكل اللي أفود أظام.
قالتهم أقتلك تان تبلت لي لتداوم كان
أبيديني لحفص اللان أبيديني لفود
الياب ها وانتش كان عتن مرهم غار التمدان
ليني بحفص اللان أكاد اللي يفوت
مدام تقامتك شف هنا وانت ستار
أبيديني بحفص اللان أكاد اللي يفوت أكل اللي أفوت أظهر أبيديني بحفص اللان أكل اللي أفوت أظهر.
That was Tenerwin with Amadinim Ehafs Olan. Before that, Django by Bozambique from right here in Bozeman, and Skeleton Gateway from the Beagles from just over the hill in Livingston. A little kind of world music there for you. Or a little flavor of that anyway. You're listening to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. Playing you some music as it clouds over. Breeze comes up a little bit. Maybe it's going to rain this evening. That would be awesome. I've got another underwriter to thank, and then labor history in two for today lined up before we get into the last set of music for today. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek: the Mountain Grass Unit on Wednesday, June 24th, Johnny Dango on Thursday, the 25th, Two Nights of Mole, Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th of June, Terrapin Flyer on Sunday, June 28th, The Wallflowers with Early James on Wednesday, July 1st, Cruz Contreras and the Black Lilies with the Two Tracks on Thursday, the 2nd, The Fossils on Friday, July 3rd, Independence Day Special with the Red Elvises, along with Emma and the Ledge on July 4th, Bronwyn Keith Hines with the Pickpockets on Sunday, July 5th, and many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1999. That was the day 5,000 textile workers at 6 Fieldcrest Cannon Mills in North Carolina began voting for representation by the Union of Needle Trades Industrial and Textile Employees, better known as UNITE. The victory, later validated by the NLRB, was a significant win for labor in the anti-union South. The union's organizing director, Bruce Rauner, stated, quote, "It feels like we just organized GM. Suddenly, we've got a beacon to show other textile workers that they can do it." Labor historian Leon Fink noted that, quote, "It's a stunning victory for the union. It's the biggest breakthrough in a traditional Southern industry for probably the last quarter century." Then AFL-CIO President John Sweeney remarked that it was the largest union victory in a Southern textile mill in history. The election and victory came after 25 years of struggle and 4 previous attempts to organize at Fieldcrest Cannon Mills. Many noted that the young immigrant workforce made the difference. Conditions had been worsening at the mills. Workers fed up with production line speed up, punitive decreases in piecework premiums, and company harassment were compelled to vote union. One worker stated that he and many others were sick of lies management told to keep workers from voting yes in previous elections. Supervisors routinely intimidated workers to vote no with promises of higher wages, or when that failed, threats of deportation. Workers were barraged with various forms of anti-union propaganda. They found anti-union videos mailed to their homes. Some were paid extra to distribute Vote No t-shirts on the shop floor. The company finally recognized the union and negotiated a first contract that guaranteed higher wages, pensions, and other benefits.
All right. This past weekend over in Missoula, they had the Zootown Music Festival. It sounded like a pretty great lineup on Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th. I had a couple people that went over and said it was really a good show, a good weekend, a lot of great music. Two of the bands that I would have been most interested in seeing would have been Built to Spill and the Tedeschi Trucks Band. They both played there. So I thought I'd play a couple cuts. I'll play Understood by Built to Spill from their newest album, When the Wind Forgets Your Name, and Future Soul, the title cut from Tedeschi Trucks Band's newest one. I'll finish it up with a new release by Bozeman's own Blues Line. They just put out an album called Leaving the Station, so I'll play Overtime from that. Yeah.
shackle from my door. Working overtime, trying to keep the jackal from my door. I don't ever see the sunlight, don't ever see the night, don't ever see the end of working overtime. Oh yeah, yeah. All my life, try to do the best I could.
This is Blues Line with Overtime from their album Leaving the Station. Before that, Tedeschi Trucks Band did Future Soul, and Built to Spill did Understood. I want to thank you for tuning in today to KGVM Bozeman. Hope you enjoyed the music and the other stuff. Keep it tuned right here for Democracy Now! And have a great evening.